nice to get back to nature. But why don't I do this more often? What a beautiful forest. Oh, hello, little butterfly. What's your name? Oh!
What you doing?
I was enjoying some virtual reality. You ruined it with your actual face.
What am I smelling?
Oh, it's car air freshener. I was simulating the smell of the forest.
It's not what the forest smells like.
Well, how would I know?
Why are you pretending to be outdoors? You hate it.
Oh, Amy showed me a compelling study that demonstrated the cognitive benefit of spending time in the wilderness.
Buddy, I am ready to drive you into the wilderness anytime you want and leave you there.
Well, make your jokes. But some of the participants who spent 4 days in the woods away from all technology reported a 50% gain in reasoning skills upon their return.
Okay, if that's true, why aren't there more genius squirrels?
You may need this more than I do.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Here's your tea.
Oh! You don't sneak up on a guy when he's sitting on a log.
If you really want to be in nature, why don't we rent a cabin?
Look, I'm sorry, when did you even get here?
You know, there's a cabin in Big Bear that a doctor I work with keeps offering me.
Because he's hitting on you?
She.
Oh, good.
But I could get her. We could all go for the weekend. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Excuse me. Here, look up fun, get back to me.
You and I could still go and have a nice weekend.
Sure. Come on, Sheldon, let's go with them.
I hardly think so. Anyway, you be sure and say hello to all the mosquitoes, bees, bears, snakes, possums, poison oak. Oh, and last but not least, teenagers with guitars.
I'll see if it's available.
You know, if that study's real, Leonard might come back smarter than you.
Are you trying to manipulate me?
Yes.
Well done, it worked. We're going.
Yay!
Come on, Fresh. Give me a bag.
No, no, you're pregnant. The only thing you carry is our hope for a better tomorrow.
Hey, where you been?
Raj took me to the baby doctor and then we swung by the grocery store.
Did you get graham crackers?
I mean, is the baby okay?
Yes and yes.
I didn't know you needed help running errands today.
I didn't, but Raj volunteered.
Really?
Yeah, ever since you told him I was pregnant, he's really been making a fuss over me.
Oh, well, I guess that's kind of sweet.
Bernie, I just forwarded you a list of the top 5 lactation consultants in Los Angeles. I know my favorite, but I'd love to hear what you think.
And it just got weird.
Hey, Amy's downstairs.
Okay, one sec.
What you got going on here?
I bought a baseball cap.
I can see that. What team did you get?
Hufflepuff from Harry Potter.
Well, we'll be in the woods.
I'm ready to go.
Anything you'd like to say to him?
Nice hat, Sheldon.
Thanks.
Why are you so mean to me?
What the hell are you watching?
Raj found all these childbirth videos online. This one is of a woman giving birth in a river.
Okay, well, that is the least Jewish thing I've ever seen in my life. You feel like Raj is getting a little carried away with all the baby stuff?
I don't think so. He just wants to be part of the experience.
All right, if you say so. It's in the box.
Oh, it's an ultrasonic microphone so we can hear the baby's heartbeat.
Oh, that's cool. Can we try it?
Actually, Raj ordered it. He made me promise to wait till he was here.
So he can be part of the experience?
Yeah.
Surprised he let us conceive without him.
It's a sore spot. Don't bring it up.
So cute and rustic up here.
I know. Did you see they still have a video rental place? It's like Colonial Williamsburg.
Well, cell service is down to one bar. So if anyone needs medical attention or to tell a stranger their political views are stupid, now's the time.
Have you ever been off the grid before?
Once. The battery ran out on my phone. I had to wait for my iPad to turn on.
I was afraid he was going to eat me.
Raj just pulled up. I'm going to say something to him.
Leave it alone. He means well.
So you don't think he needs to rein it in a little?
No, not really.
And you're not concerned he's acting like somehow this is his kid, too?
He's just trying to be supportive.
Just supportive, not over the top in any way.
No.
Hello!
You saw him carrying that.
Astronauts saw him carrying that.
Nice of that doctor to just let you use it.
Well, she has taken me to an Indigo Girls concert, so hold that thought.
Okay, well, should we check each other for ticks?
Sheldon, all we did was walk in from the car.
Oh, well, suit yourself. Who wants to check me?
On the other hand, safety first.
There goes our hike.
Oh, not our hike. Oh, now we have to stay safe and warm.
You know, we could still go. A little rain isn't going to kill us.
Have you been outside in the rain with Sheldon?
No.
You'll wish it would kill you.
So what do we do now?
We have some board games.
Most of the Jenga pieces are missing, and the Scrabble only has 7 tiles. Unless you want to build an unimpressive structure with the word schnurpf next to it, move on.
Hey, let's light a fire. Oh, that sounds cozy.
I don't think I've lit a real fire before.
That's basic thermodynamics. I'm sure we could figure that out.
I could stack the logs conically to facilitate airflow.
That would maximize oxygen for optimal combustion.
Right, so all we need is to...
Got it.
Scientists made that.
Look, Raj, you're my best friend in the world, and I really appreciate your enthusiasm about the baby.
Please, my pleasure.
And of course, Howie and I both want you to be a part of all this.
But we have to set some boundaries.
I don't understand.
The three of us aren't having this baby. The two of us.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I get it. I'll back off.
Thanks for understanding.
Of course. Give you guys some space. Let me just get this out of your way.
You need some help?
No, I got it.
Rush, wait.
Please, Bernadette. Let me leave with my dignity.